Power tool number four, self-define. How does your family measure success? What does your religion teach about marriage and the roles of men and women? What defines happiness in your culture? Were family rules and expectations subtle or more direct? Do the messages and beliefs you were raised with suit you and your best interest? Or are they just well-established habits that you learned so long ago? Perhaps you look outside of yourself to discover what you should or shouldn't be doing. Maybe the rules of happiness, love, success, or spirituality have been defined from your family, your culture, and your background. Making decisions for yourself or having a perspective that's not influenced by all of your training may be challenging. Have you forced yourself into a mold that doesn't even fit? Self-defining is the process of creating an intentional, empowered definition of your life. It's gaining clarity and direction of your life's purpose and accomplishments. It's the ability to decide for yourself what you want and how you want your life to look. Self-defining lets you create your own personal vision of major life concepts such as success, happiness, and love. Major life issues such as career, relationships, failure, fun, success, happiness are all defined, role modeled, and reinforced as the way life should be. Expectations are established that a successful life should resemble that which the family role modeled. No one went to college in Andre's family. They seemed destined for poverty. He knew from the time he was little that he was meant for something bigger. Books opened a world far beyond the city limits, and he was ignited to study abroad someday. His family taunted and teased, interrogating, "Who the hell do you think you are?" The college acceptance letters became even more of the fuel he needed to propel him into the life he really wanted to create for himself. Sonia was a 42-year-old woman who never married. She wanted a child more than anything and decided to look into adoption. Her very religious family was mortified at the idea and declared their refusal to support her parenting a child outside the traditional marriage. Sonia proceeded with the adoption process and was deeply hurt when her family decided to sever ties with her. The morale of honor thy father and mother has perhaps caused more confusion, stress, trauma, and misconstrued loyalty unlike anything else I've seen. Somehow honor has been misinterpreted as no boundaries, no limits, and blind loyalty beyond what's in your best interest. Self-defining allows you to rewrite your personal definitions and decide for yourself what you want to create in your life, despite all of that old training and belief structures. It's the ability to look within to see if those well-trained expectations are serving you or if you need to redefine. There comes a point in life when you can take the wheel and rewrite your script. Self-defining allows you to establish personalized views and beliefs that suit your best interest and deepest desires of your life. What does self-defining look like? Knowing who you are and what your purpose is, evaluating your own worth and best interests, heeding your instincts and life calling, questioning the accuracy and effectiveness of what you've been taught, aligning your behavior, decisions, and relationships with what you most desire, using your yes and your no appropriately, realizing your personal truth rather than social and familial training, discerning what feels good and what doesn't, trusting your ability to assess situations and decide appropriately, using your feelings and gut sense to clarify your preferences and truths.